Thanks for letting me practice on you, Steve. I really want to ace this first aid class.
No problemo, Edo. I have a lot of personal experience in first aid. I got a nosebleed at birth. My doctor slapped the wrong end.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna go get the plaster.
No rush. I'm a patient. Girl, big guy. My buddy with the badge. My pal on patrol. How was your day on the mean streets? Cops and robbers, good guys, bad guys, heroes and hairballs. The man who risked his boot.
Paper page, love and tradition of the grand design. Some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene. Please go.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, Harriet, you are just going to sweep Carl right off his feet.
Well, I want to look perfect. You know, Carl and I haven't had a romantic dinner date since the Carter administration.
Harriet! Harriet! Feast your ever-loving eyes on these.
Ooh. Tickets to Les Mis.
Better.
Janet Jackson?
Even better.
Edison Hammer?
No! The Blackhawks and the Penguins!
Hockey?
Yeah! I couldn't pass this up. And look where we're sitting. Right behind the goalie.
Great. We can dodge pucks all night.
Yeah! You're not gonna wear that, are you?
Of course not. I'll just slip into something more comfortable. Like a helmet and some shin guards.
Gee, thanks, babe. You won't regret it. You're gonna have a great time, I promise you. Freshmen can start beating each other up. Hustle up, babe, okay? I'm married to the most wonderful woman in the world.
All right, class. Today, we're going to begin...
Excuse me, Miss Steuben. I need a moment. I'm all set, Miss Steuben. Teach me.
Thank you. Oh, all right. Countries, cities, neighborhoods. Now, all of these are built upon smaller social units like the family.
Miss Steuben, current geopolitical constructs are much more complex than your simplistic concentric circle model would have us believe. As Spengler would point out...
My point is that the family is the center for all social interaction. and the foundation for most families is marriage. So, for the next... 2 weeks, the class will be paired off into married couples. Now, you will all have to figure out how to live on a budget. You will make decisions about jobs, homes, children. And each of you will grade your partner.
Yeah. Do we get to pick who we want to marry?
Well, you should write down your top three choices, and I will do my best to pair everyone up. The names of the happy couples will be posted on the bulletin board tomorrow. Stephen, you cannot put the same name three times.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
Hi, honey. How's your head?
How do you think it is? I got hit by a hockey puck.
Sweetheart, that was a great stop. You deserve that standing ovation.
Oh, Carl, I call Shea Josephine's and we're confirmed for 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh. Oh, babe, I'm sorry. I meant to call you. There's been a little change in plans.
Now what?
Well, you remember Joe Hitchborn, traffic control? Shy guy couldn't get a date?
Yeah.
Well, they switched into hooker patrol and he's getting married this weekend.
Oh, my Lord. Just a picture to bridesmaids.
Well, anyway, the guys decided to throw him a little bachelor party tonight. Mind if I go?
It's up to you, Carl.
Gee, thanks, babe. You are the best. Don't wait up.
You let Carl get away with that.
Well, what was I supposed to do? Beg him to take me to dinner?
Honey, Carl is my son, and in my eyes, he can do no wrong. But he's your husband. You should have knocked him into the middle of next week.
Look, I'd like Carl to be more romantic, but I can't force it out of him. You know, he used to send me flowers for no reason at all. And he'd leave me funny little notes all around the house. He'd even call me 3 or 4 times a day just to say he loved me. Doesn't do those things anymore.
Well, Harriet, doesn't that make you angry?
No. It makes me scared.
Blissful Weeks, I am Mrs. Mark Healy. Yes!
That's great. Who did I get, Derek or Jeff?
I was so excited, I forgot to look.
He didn't go anywhere.
Yes, he did. Aunt Harriet said that he was in the doghouse.
Laura, I called Rachel's place 2 hours ago. Where have you been?
Just walking.
Well, sit down. You almost missed dinner.
Humor, Mrs. Urkel.
Eddie, is that your face or did your neck throw up?
Now, children, no fighting at the table.
Hi, honey, I'm home.
Laura, my little nuptial nymph, I know you're eager to begin our life together, but I must have a word with your father before we proceed.
What is it, Steve?
Well, Carl, call me old-fashioned, but before I marry Laura, I'd like to have your blessing.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that, but I wouldn't stand in your way if you two are really, really in love.
Dad, you won't be sorry, sir. I can assure you that we Urkels are a fine old family with a proud name. You know that in Kenya, Urkel means a benign cyst on the foreleg of a wildebeest? Are you ready for dessert, my little crepe Suzette?
Steve, I'm full. You cooked 7 meals for me today.
It would have been 8, but I didn't like the smell of that sushi. I finished all the housework. You know, deep in the back of your fridge, I found a fascinating mold specimen thriving on an ancient cheese wheel.
Go home.
Not yet. This is our last night of wedded bliss.
Yeah, I've been blowing up balloons.
What are you doing?
Setting the mood, my darling. For 2 wonderful weeks, you and I have pretended to be man and wife. And now, on this, our last night, we can make each other's dreams come true with a kiss.
Steve, did you eat that moldy cheese?
Don't hold back. Let yourself go. Do what you feel. I felt the earth move.
Steve, we're supposed to grade each other on this assignment. And right now, you're staring down the barrel of an F.
One kiss, a peck on the cheek, a momentary osculation.
Forget it, I have a headache.
I thought you might say that, so I came prepared. Aspirin, baby?
Steve, I want a divorce. Go home to your mother.
My manly ardor has frightened you. That's okay. It won't happen again. I'm prepared to wait forever if need be. In the meantime, I hope you'll accept this small gift as a little memento of our 2 glorious weeks together.
Steve, this is really beautiful.
1/3 carat diamond with 1/10 the sparkle of your lovely eyes.
This is real? Where did you get the money for this?
From my stay-away fund. Every year, all my relatives send me money and hope that I won't visit them.
Steve, I can't accept this. It's too expensive.
But my little baguette, it was a mere $800.
$800? Are you out of your mind? This is a school assignment. It's pretend. We're not married. We're not engaged. We're not even dating. And we never will be.
But I thought you'd like...
What I'd like is for you to leave me alone.
Laura, I know I'm not worthy of you, but I just can't help loving you. It's like wanting to touch a star. You know you'll never reach it, but you've just got to keep trying.
Steve, why do you always say things like that?
These last 2 weeks have been wonderful for me. It's the closest I'll ever get to marrying you. That's why I wanted you to have this. No strings attached. Just the one to my heart.
Is it mom?
No, just pruning your father. Fern. Something on your mind?
Yes, Steve.
Ooh, he did a good job on my oven. Tell him we're out of easy off.
Can't. I just went home.
Mom, I think I hurt Steve's feelings.
What happened?
He's smothering me. He sent me a room full of roses. He calls me every hour. He waits on me hand and foot. A person can only take so much devotion.
You don't know how lucky you are. Steve may not be the man of your dreams, but it's a wonderful thing when somebody loves you that much.
Mom, he sent me an 8-foot giraffe. It's not funny.
Sorry, honey. You've got to admit one thing. Steve sure never takes you for granted.
I wish he would. I'm all irked out.
Well, Steve is a pest. No question about that. But he adores you, Laura. And he shows it. You know, being romantic is a good quality for a husband to have.
Mark Healy is selfish, conceited, and inconsiderate. He cheated on me with an older woman. I caught him at the movies with a 9th grader. So I divorced him. Mark, I give you an F minus.
What?
Well, we've learned that not everyone is compatible. But I am glad to see that Maxine and Mark have resolved their differences maturely.
Jerk.
Dweeb.
All right, let's move on to our last couple. Oh, Stephen, you may begin.
Obviously, Lauren was the perfect wife. Brilliant mother, helpmate, and manager. I'll always be proud that she was the first Mrs. Urkel. She's an A all the way.
Yeah. Thank you. Laura, your grade for Stephen.
Well, Steve is incredibly annoying. And a pest. Well, you just want to slap him all the time. But he's also hardworking and caring. He really tried to make me happy. He was a good husband, and I gave him an A+.
Rickums! You do love me.
Hi, hon.
Do I know you?
Okay. I deserve that. Harriet, last night, well, I overheard you talking to Laura. And what you said to her, well, it made me realize that I've been acting like a jerk. An idiot, a fool, an ignoramus. Stop me whatever you like, Harriet.
Oh, no, you're doing fine.
Harriet, you are the most important person in the world to me. And you always will be. I thank God every day that we're together. But now it's time I start thanking you. So, Harriet, I want you to put on that beautiful new dress because we have an 8 o'clock reservation at Shea Josephine's. And, sweetheart, when you walk in there, I'd like you to wear this.
Oh, Carl.
It's just a little I love you present.
Oh, Carl. Thank you. It's beautiful.
But, sweetheart, not as beautiful as you.
Ooh, Sparkle City. I know I shouldn't ask, but how much?
Well, I got a good deal. I bought it off of Urkel. He tried to bargain with me, but the poor kid was overmatched. He caved in at 1,000.
Ooh, Carl, that's way too much.
Yeah, but he threw in a little something extra.